Thank you for letting me come over so late. No, it means so much. You don't even know. Well, I'm going to your bed, silly. I mean, it's late. Yeah, I'm going to sleep. Don't act so surprised. I've slept in your bed plenty of times. Just think of it like sleepover. You ask way too many questions. Shouldn't you just be glad a pretty girl wants to sleep in your bed? Well, okay, I'll be honest. I kinda need to sleep in your bed. I know. I don't really know how to explain it without it sounding weird. Well, I mean, you know, I'm an insomniac, right? I'm sure you could tell by just looking at me. I haven't slept in days. Every time I close my eyes, I just get these horrible nightmares. I've tried just about everything to curb them, but nothing works. So, I thought, I don't know, maybe sleeping in a different bed would help. Thank you. You're way too sweet. Yeah, let me just get settled in. Your sheets are so warm. I wasn't doing anything. I mean, I just was taking a little sniff. That's all. I mean, they smell so good. I'm so tired. Tuck me in. Yeah, I'm baby. But don't act like you don't think it's adorable. Please, tuck me in. Thank you, kind sir. Yeah, like that. Wrap me up like a little burrito. Thank you. I can already feel myself going to sleep. Where are you going? The couch. Why did you sleep on the couch? Come on. I've known you since we were little. We used to take baths together, for Christ's sake. You don't have to do the whole sleeping on the couch gentleman act. Just sleep with me. Oh, come on. Please? What is the matter? Give me one good reason not to. Come on. I dare you. Give me one reason. Yeah, I'm waiting on the reason. Yeah, I see you blushing. Yeah. Thank you. Let me just, move over. What? You're not gonna cuddle me? What? You know you want to cuddle me. Who doesn't like cuddling? Yeah, thank you. You're so warm. I feel so little in your big strong hands. Especially with my head pressed against your chest like this. You're such a good friend to me. I really don't know what I would do without you in my life. I mean, you're way too nice to me. For your own good. I never want to not be your best friend. My head fits perfectly in your chest. And you smell so good. It's intoxicating. Yeah, I love the way you smell. and keep inhaling you. It's just, I want to dream of you tonight. Don't laugh. It's not silly. Well, I know it works. I mean, remember last time we hung out and you let me borrow your hoodie? Well, because I loved the way it smelled so much, I would sleep in it basically every night until I had to wash them. Those were probably my most peaceful nights. I must have slept like a baby. And every night, I would take a big sniff of your hoodie before I fell asleep, and every night I would dream of you. What was I dreaming about? I wouldn't want you to know. Don't look at me like that. I mean, do you really want me to explain my dreams to you when I could just show you? Yeah, well, they usually start off kind of like this. Us laying in bed, cuddling. Yeah. And then I always notice something poking into me. Kind of like this. Yeah, exactly. I usually just cup it like this and ask you, what is this? And then you say, I can't say it for you. It needs to come out naturally. What do you normally say when a pretty girl has your cock in her hands? Okay, that works. Then, I usually crawl under the blankets to find the source of this mysterious poking. Aha, there it is. Can I pull it out? I mean, I need to know for sure what's poking me. Wow. Even better than in my dreams. This is where your scent is the strongest. Oh gosh, I might faint. Oh my, I'm gonna have the best dreams tonight. This is a really weird question, but could you stand up? No, don't pull your boxers up. Could you just rest your cock on my face? Please don't laugh. This is what you do in my dreams, so just do it. Yeah, just between my lips and my nose.